everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf, and today we're very happy to have our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week. And his name is Jake Logan. He is a defending state champion wrestler and captain of the New Rochelle High School wrestling team. Jake, good morning. Nice to see you here.
Morning.
Jake, the Con Edison Award is in its 68th year. Some outstanding student athletes have won it, including several from New Rochelle High School. Your classmate, Jordan Forrest, won it earlier this year for football. Last year, a terrific three-sport athlete, Olivia Morgan, won the award. What does winning the award mean to you?
Well, it's just a great honor to be represented among other outstanding student athletes and to be along with other kids at my school. It's just a great feeling.
Now, I understand you and Jordan have been friends for quite a while.
Yeah, we started in kindergarten, and I've kind of just known him ever since.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, Jake, how long have you been involved in organized wrestling?
I started in fourth grade, and I've just continued since.
And who or what got you interested in the sport?
You know, my father wrestled when he was young, and he just thought I should try it out. And I started at the New Rochelle Youth Program.
And I'd say it was a pretty good decision, because
yeah,
You've certainly had some great success, as our listeners will be finding out very shortly. You've had a terrific last month. Last weekend, January 19th, you won the county championship. You went 3-0, and you were named the most outstanding wrestler for seniors. Now, this is a tournament that is just involving Westchester County schools. Is that correct?
Yep.
And how did your team do overall in that?
We took fourth place overall. We had a strong showing. I still think we can do a lot better once the state qualifier comes around.
And on January 12th, at a much bigger tournament, the prestigious Eastern States Wrestling Tournament, you won at the 182-pound class for the second straight year. What makes this tournament always called prestigious Eastern States? What about it sets that off?
Well, it combines a lot of the Northeast states into one tournament, and it's comprised of mostly New Yorkers, but the Division One and Division Two competitors get to wrestle each other, and it can kind of be seen as tougher than the state tournament because the top athletes in both divisions are competing.
Now, you also won the Shoreline Tournament earlier this season. That tournament has been around for a number of years, so that must have been a pretty good feather in your cap, correct?
Yeah, it was great. Wrestling in my home gym in the tournament for the last time was fun.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize it was at New Rochelle. That's terrific. Now, you are 26-0 for this year. That's undefeated in any sport. 67-0 the past 2 years, which is remarkable. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And as a junior, last year you were 41-0, and you were the New York State champion at 182 pounds. Congratulations. What is that like when the last match is over and the referee raises your arm and you are a state champion? Can you describe that feeling to us?
I mean, there are a lot of emotions, mostly relief, just accomplishing a goal I've had ever since I first started the sport, and doing it in a pretty dominant fashion was just a really great feeling that I'll never forget, and it allowed me to kind of set my sights on higher things.
That's wonderful. Now, the state finals are up at the Times Union Center in Albany, New York. And I guess for anybody looking for something to do that first weekend in March or whenever that is, I understand that's quite an exciting venue.
Gets
a little rowdy in there. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite venue of the season. It's the best.
That's fantastic. Now, I have to share this particular statistic with our listeners, and this is just remarkable, and I want you to tell us what this means, okay? Jake Logan has not given up a takedown since his sophomore year. Tell us what that means, Jake.
Well, basically, I haven't given up an offensive point to my opponent, and specifically a takedown is when your opponent takes you down to the mat and scores 2 points, and I haven't given that up in a couple of years.
So, in other words, if someone is coming to a match that you're in and they're waiting to see you off your feet, they're not going to see that. Is that what that means?
I hope so.
Okay. That's just fantastic. Congratulations on that. We should add that Jake was also the 2018 Journal News Wrestler of the Year. He's rated 8th in the nation by InterMatWrestle.com, 9th in FlowWrestling.com. So this guy is known not only in Section 1, Westchester County, but all over the United States of America. Now, Jake, outside of school, you're involved in Greco-Roman wrestling and freestyle wrestling. How does that differ from the wrestling that you do for New Rochelle High School?
Well, the high school wrestling is called folk style, and they vary in the scoring system, and freestyle is more what you call neutral oriented, where wrestlers are competing on their feet more, and yeah, just the scoring is really different. In Greco-Roman, you're not allowed to make touches to the opponent's legs, and yeah, they're just different sports, but all the same.
And you enjoy that just equally as well?
Oh, yeah, it's great. Having breaks.
Sounds good. Now, Jake, a little bit about the training that you do. What are some of the physical training things that you'd have to do before a season?
Well, in the preseason, I ramp up my lifting schedule. I try to get as strong as possible before the school year starts, and I try to start working out more. I increase the volume of my workouts, and I also do a lot more cardio in the preseason.
And I have to ask you about the mental preparation. Now, you're part of a wrestling team, but once you're on that mat, it's an individual sport. It's probably the 6 toughest minutes of sports. So how do you prepare mentally for a big match?
Well, that's really why I love the sport. It's all up to you, and the way I deal with it is I stay level-headed before my match. I don't get too excited, but I still I'm on my feet and I'm excited to go. And I envision what I'm going to do in my match, and during the match I just go one point at a time, looking to put more points up on the board, so to speak.
Sounds good. Now, your head coach, Eddie Ortiz, could not be with us this morning, but we are very happy to have your assistant coach, Ryan Velez. Ryan, nice to see you. Thanks for coming down. Ryan teaches physical education at New Rochelle High School. Ryan, how is the team doing so far this year?
The team's doing very well. Jake spoke on it before that we took 4th at the county championship this past weekend. And for the past couple of years, we've used that to really catapult into the sectionals. So we're hoping for the same outcome this year.
Now, Ryan, I have to ask you, in the past, the whole weight situation with wrestlers having to eat a lot before a match or starving themselves to make weight, I understand that's not an issue anymore in wrestling here at this particular time. Is that correct?
Yeah, what's taken place now over the last few years is that kids have to be weighed in, take their hydration, their BMI, and it's all calculated to a safe weight that they can get down to. So it's kind of taken those drastic cuts that you'd see, you know, back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s out of the sport, which has made the sport much safer. And it's really made kids have to worry more about going out there and competing and trying to be the best wrestler that they can be, as opposed to just cutting the weight and getting down as low. You know, there's a new thought process where kids can be at any weight, and as long as they're wrestling, they're gonna be fine.
Well, that's certainly good to hear. Coach Velez, one final question or one final comment I'd like you to make. It says in Jake's ballot that Jake is the true definition of a role model. Would you agree with that statement? I imagine you would.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, you've always seen Jake in the room and realize that kids just naturally gravitate towards him because he is that athlete that, you know, is so good. But this year he really has taken his leadership to a whole different level. If you're not even looking for it, you might not even notice it, just because he'll do it on his own and like take a kid aside, start talking to them, and he's not doing it for any other reason to make sure that kid is able to improve and be the best wrestler that they can be. He actually went down and ran a modified practice for our two middle schools. He put the practice schedule together and ran it. He helps out with our youth program. I mean, he's exactly what you want in a student athlete.
And real quick, Ryan, we were talking just a moment ago. You've had a very good year in your coaching. You've been involved with two really great athletes and Con Edison Award winners. Tell us, just mention those two names. Well, we have Ryan here, and the other one was?
Jake Logan, and I coach up at John J. Cross River Football with Bryce Ford. Well, so, I mean, you know, you have two athletes on that level, you know, a nationally ranked one and one of the best football players in the state. You don't get that too often, and I was lucky to get two in 1 year. So
that's great. Ryan Velez, assistant wrestling coach at New Rochelle, thanks so much for coming down.
You.
Nice meeting you. Good luck and continued success. Let's get back to our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week. We're talking with Jake Logan, defending state wrestling champion, captain of the wrestling team at New Rochelle High School. Jake, Coach Ortiz could not be with us this morning. Would you like to give him a little shout-out right about now?
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't be where I am today without his guiding, and just he really just directed me in the right direction by helping me progress in the sport, and he's taught me what, like, the main values of what you can get out of the sport, and I'm just so thankful for all he's done for me.
Well, that's great. I'm sure you guys have a great relationship. Now, let's move into the classroom for just a moment, where you are an honor roll student. You have taken or are taking AP Macroeconomics, AP Calculus, College Marketing. You took AP Bio, AP World History, AP US. So a great academic load. And you have received a full scholarship to Lehigh University, one of the top Division I wrestling programs in the entire country. I'm sure there were a lot of schools that were knocking on door. What else about Lehigh enabled you to pick them?
Well, the first thing I did in the college process was focus on the academics, and Lehigh obviously fit my standards, and they had a lot of courses that I was interested in, and so that was great. And I felt really at home with the coaches and teams, and it overall just I had a really good fit there, and I think they thought I did too.
What do you see as the biggest adjustment you're going to have to make going from high school wrestling to Division I wrestling?
You know, I really have to just improve on my physical abilities, but more importantly, probably mental. Know that I belong there, and just go to compete and try to win and keep getting better.
Let's give a shout-out to your family. Your mom, Denise, is here with us this morning. Your dad, Doug, I imagine they come to all the matches.
Yep.
Are they your biggest fans?
My biggest fans, biggest supporters. And, I'm so thankful for them. And everything I've done is they've been a part of.
And how do they react during a match? Do they just kind of sit there on their hands, or are they pretty active in the stands?
Oh, man. Mom's shouting. My dad's nervous and pacing. And it's just a funny sight to see.
Let's give a shout-out to your siblings, your brother Colin, a junior. He's a budding track star at New Rochelle High School.
Yes,
okay.
Very smart.
And your sister Ava, sixth grader, and I understand she's interested in gymnastics.
Gymnast.
Well, that's wonderful. It sounds like a great family. You guys all get along, I'm sure, all the time?
Most of the time.
Okay, most of the time. Well said. One final shout-out I understand you have, Jake. Why don't you do that right now?
I just wanted a shout-out to my club coaches, where I train outside of my high school room, Grant Passball at GPS Wrestling Club, and Joe Regan, who's my strength and conditioning coach. And they've just been a really big part of this process, and I wouldn't be where I am without them.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. Well, we have been speaking with our Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week, Jake Logan, defending state wrestling champion, captain of the wrestling team at New Rochelle High School. Jake, first of all, congratulations on your wonderful achievements on the wrestling mat, in the classroom, in the community, and it's certainly been great meeting you. I'd like to wish you all the best going forward, my friend.
Yep, thanks, Rich.
Thanks for listening to the Con Edison Scholar Athlete of the Week show. This is Rich Leaf. Join us again next week when we talk to another outstanding student athlete from our area. So long for now.